Good afternoon, it's 5:06 and 77 degrees here in Moorhead. This is Mountain Edition. I'm Leanne Akers.
And I'm Cassidy Stearman.
It's like a lot of it is also tied to the fact that there's just unequal access to healthcare.
The Kentucky Folk Arts Center opens a new exhibit tomorrow.
Moorhead Tourism is applying for an alternative transportation grant.
Moorhead State is hosting its first ever Justice Festival tomorrow.
Health professionals are exploring the impact of chronic COVID.
Vaccination for kids ages 5 to 11 are pending.
Pikeville Medical Center received a $170,000 grant.
In sports, Moorhead Soccer plays at home tonight.
Partly cloudy skies tonight with a low around 55. We'll have an extended weather forecast after this news.
The new exhibit, Cancer in Appalachia, viewing the cancer crisis in Appalachia through the camera lens and the eyes of our youth, opens Friday at the Kentucky Folk Arts Center in Moorhead. The show includes photographs by Rowan County students, including Holly Dickens, Andrew Davison, Wyatt McCarty, and Nathan Hogg, who are all part of the Appalachian Career Training and Oncology Program at the University of Kentucky. KFAC Interim Director Julia Finch says this is the first traveling exhibition at the gallery in nearly 3 years.
This is a great way for us to kind of get back into things because the exhibition comes to us already curated, already prepared, already to be installed. So it's a good opportunity for us to kind of ease our way back into these types of shows by partnering with them.
The exhibition begins Friday and runs through November 19th. This Friday, hours are from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. Masks are required.
Moorhead Tourism is applying for a transportation alternative program grant that would allow the organization to create a bike and pedestrian path connecting the park at Rodburn Hollow Park to downtown Moorhead. The plan has been in the works since 2018, when tourism created a plan for the community to improve walkability and expand outdoor spaces. Tourism Director Joy Brown says supporters of the project want to make Moorhead a bicycle-friendly community.
And this is a visible project because that is one of the things that they strive for with these projects is we want one that's visible. Because you can do a lot of infrastructure that nobody sees, but they'll see an advantage of it when they use it. But we want a visible one that we can all take advantage of.
Brown says they hope to hear if the grant has been awarded later this year. The full bike ped plan is available online at visitmoorhead.com.
Moorhead State's Caudill College of Arts, Humanities, and Social Sciences will hold its first ever Justice Festival tomorrow. The event is free and open to faculty, staff, and students, and will feature live music, lectures, workshops, an art installation, and panel discussions of a variety of social issues, including race, gender inequality, immigration, and affordable housing. All of the festival's events will be held in the Adrian Dorn University Center. Due to COVID-19 restrictions, all attendees must register for sessions and wear a mask or facial covering. To register, visit the Moorhead State University website. A complete program of the day's activities, including abstracts for each breakout session, are available at moorheadstate.edu/justicefestival.
Patients who have COVID-19 symptoms months after being infected may be experiencing what doctors call chronic COVID. According to the American Academy of Physical Medicine and Rehabilitation, 12.6 million people have chronic COVID, including 250,000 in the Commonwealth. Dr. Lisa Thanjan with the Virginia Health Department tells WYMT getting vaccinated, whether you've been infected or not, is still the best way to stay safe.
Long COVID can be frustrating to deal with, and individuals with previous COVID-19 infection should also get vaccinated to prevent reinfection.
Thanjan says anyone experiencing long COVID symptoms should visit their primary care provider for help.
Kentucky parents are eager for the COVID-19 vaccine to be approved for children under the age of 12. LAX 18 reports the CEO of Pfizer plans to ask for emergency approval for their vaccines within days. Eric Green, a father of two, is hoping for approval so his son can finally get vaccinated.
I think after Vivian got it, we kind of hit that next level of comfort where I was like, okay, now we're like 3/4 of the house is protected. It's public health. It's like wearing a seatbelt, you know, but it helps others too. So
the United States Food and Drug Administration will be the deciding force for approval.
Three Pikeville Medical Center programs are getting a boost thanks to a $170,000 contribution. WMKY's Keneally Roberts has more.
The Community Foundation of Louisville's Nora Redmond Fund is making the grant, which will be paid over 3 years for the Appalachian Valley Autism Center, PMC's Neonatal Intensive Care Unit, and the PMC Healthy at School Telehealth Initiative, according to Mountaintop Media. A portion of these funds have allowed PMC to complete renovations on the AVA Center's third floor, providing much-needed space to combat the long wait list for those aged 2 to 12 in need of applied behavioral analysis therapy. With another portion, the PMC NICU purchased a new temperature regulator to keep the neonatal babies warm. An additional $10,000 will support the telehealth program that provides access to medical care in schools for many students who otherwise would have little to none. For WMKY News, I'm Keneally Roberts reporting.
We'll have a look at more of your region's headlines right after this.
Support for MSPR comes from Coffee Tree Books and the Fuzzy Duck Coffee Shop, promoting literacy and reading in the MSPR listening area since 1978. Coffee Tree Books, where books are ordered every day and special orders can be accommodated, featuring a variety of gifts, locally made crafts, education materials, and yarn shop, a community bookstore located at 159 East Main Street in Moorhead. Coffee Tree Books and the Fuzzy Duck Coffee Shop are open Monday through Saturday, online Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram.
Senator Mitch McConnell is spearheading the Republican effort to withhold support for a debt ceiling hike. He famously used the cutoff date as leverage to seek spending cuts under President Obama in 2012, but his posture toward the deadline has changed with different presidents. Frustrated with Democrats' current ambitious spending packages, McConnell is holding back GOP support for raising the debt limit. The attitude toward what critics worry would be a catastrophic U.S. failure to honor its debts marks a decided shift from the senator's tone in 2017 under President Trump.
We're going to be looking for a way forward to do that together to make sure America continues to never, ever default.
For his part, McConnell remains confident the U.S. will not be allowed to default despite current gridlock on Capitol Hill. Democrats have argued that raising the debt ceiling is a matter of covering past expenses, not future bills that could be racked up under new spending.
On Tuesday, the Wolf County Search and Rescue Team was among 7 winners in the Defender Above and Beyond Service Awards. WMKY's Ethan Jenkins has more.
The competition held by vehicle manufacturer Land Rover was meant to highlight the efforts made by nonprofit organizations over the past year. The Wolf County team won the search and rescue category in particular. The other 6 categories include coastal and marine conservation, fire safety and rescue, animal welfare, urban improvement, first responders, and environmental. The Wolf County Search and Rescue operates mostly in Red River Gorge and are all volunteer-based. According to WKYT, the team thanked their supporters, people who shared their message, and people who voted for them to win in a Facebook post. For WMKY News, I'm Ethan Jenkins.
The U.S. Army Corps of Engineers is looking for someone to build and operate a new marina at Pike County's Fish Trap Lake. WMKY's Hallie Adams has more.
The old marina was demolished earlier this year after it was deemed unsafe. Now the Corps is accepting applications from people and corporations to lease the 15-acre site, construct a new marina, and operate it. Applications describing the sites and given details of the lease requirements can be requested until October 14th. The Corps will host an open inspection of the site from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. October 7th, with representatives on site to answer questions. Mountaintop Media reports the deadline to submit applications is November 2nd. For WMKY News, I'm Hallie Adams reporting.
Taking a look at your region's extended weather forecast, tomorrow's mostly sunny with a high near 75. Friday night, mostly clear with a low around 52. Saturday, a slight chance of showers in the morning hours, then a chance of showers and thunderstorms after 2 p.m. Otherwise, mostly sunny with a high near 80. Saturday night, a 40% chance of showers and thunderstorms, mostly cloudy with a low around 62. Sunday, showers likely with thunderstorms also possible after 2 p.m., mostly cloudy with a high near 74. Sunday night, showers and possibly a thunderstorm and a low around 62. Monday, showers likely with thunderstorms also possible after 2 p.m., mostly cloudy with a high near 72.
On our feature segment today, Oktoberfest will be held this weekend in downtown Moorhead. WMKY's Shamari Mosley has the story.
Located in the Baton Oaks Common area in downtown Moorhead, the event will take place Saturday, October 2nd from 7:30 to 9 o'clock p.m. Dr. Stacy Baker is a director of the Moorhead State University Tuba and Euphonium Studio. She says Oktoberfest originated over 40 years ago at Indiana University.
Oktoberfest was actually started at Indiana University in 1974 by Harvey Phillips to honor his teacher, William Bell. So it's been going on at all the universities all around the United States for many, many years since then. Here at Moorhead State, it's been going on before I came. Dr. Lauder started it, and when I arrived in 1996, the date was already on the calendar for it.
The 2021 Oktoberfest will be dedicated to the late Dr. Earl Lauder and will feature special guest performances by MSU alumni.
We've invited many of our alumni back to honor the founder of the ensemble, the late Dr. Earl Lauder, and so many of them have responded and are going to be coming to join us that they're actually doubling the size of our ensemble. We have 45 players coming.
Baker says polka, marches, and Ovarian waltzes will be played at the festival.
Traditional Oktoberfest music will be playing Ein Prosit and In Heaven There Is No Beer, and we have sing-alongs and audience participation. It'll be really fun.
In not breaking tradition, the ensemble will be wearing festive clothing.
This particular Oktoberfest is actually an Oktoberfest, so we'll be dressing in MSU lederhosen t-shirts and traditional Bavarian costume.
Participants of the festival are thrilled to be holding it in person again this year. Last year's event was held virtually due to COVID regulations.
Last year we had to do a virtual performance and we stayed here on campus in Beard Music Hall. But in 2019 was our first time out at Sawstone and we had a wonderful time. And Dr. Lauder was actually in attendance. He came to hear the show. We know he's going to be with us in spirit for sure, and he's forever in our hearts. And we just want to honor him with this performance.
Oktoberfest will be held this Saturday in the Baton Oaks Common area in downtown Moorhead from 7:30 to 9 p.m. For WMKY News, I'm Shamari Mosley.
Support for MSPR comes from Rutabaker's Bakery and Cafe, across from St. Clair Healthcare on Flemingsburg Road in Moorhead. Rutabaker's has made from scratch cakes, scones, cookies, and cinnamon rolls. Lunch items feature signature sandwiches, braids, and salads. Rutabaker's Bakery and Cafe, open Tuesday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m., Saturday, 9 a.m. to 4 p.m., curbside delivery at 780-4282, Facebook and online at rutabakers.com.
It's 77 degrees here on the beautiful campus of Moorhead State University. I'm your Mountain Edition host, Leanne Akers, here with Cassidy Stearman and Wiley Tanner, and we're coming to you live from the Larry Netherton Studio here in the historic Breckenridge Hall. Sarah Mead has a look at sports coming up, but first, I want to say thank you. We're so glad you can spend time with us on this beautiful Thursday afternoon.
College soccer and high school volleyball are on the table this evening. For WMKY Sports, I'm Sarah Mead. Moorhead State Soccer is looking for their first conference win during their home contest this evening. The Eagles opened up Ohio Valley Conference play over the weekend, tying Eastern Illinois on the road 1-1. This evening will be a battle of the birds as MSU faces off with the Tennessee Tech Golden Eagles. Head coach Warren Lipka says Tech is a team where errors can become costly.
We just got to be ready. The thing about Tennessee Tech, you can't make mistakes and give away goals because then they're very, very difficult to get back on. So we just got to make sure we're solid, you know, on both sides of the field, but not giving up anything easy.
Game time on the Moorhead State campus is set for 6 o'clock. The Rowan County Senior High School volleyball team is back in action tonight as well. Hosting Bath County, the Vikings are seeking redemption as they are currently amid a 7-game losing streak. Head coach Steve Walters says the Lady Cats are a tough district opponent, and he wants his girls to take advantage of the opportunity.
I mean, if we can't get up against a district opponent, then I don't know what would motivate us. Hopefully we will have a result similar to when Fleming County came in. We got really up for them and probably played our best game of the year, you know, as was reflected in the set scores. You know, Fleming County wasn't that bad. We just played really well. So we're hoping that the same thing will happen with Bath.
Game time in Moorhead tonight is set for 7 o'clock. Moorhead State Volleyball only has a day left before getting back to conference competition. The Eagles will be back at home as they host Murray State. MSU is looking for their first conference win after falling to Austin Peay in 2 games last weekend. Associate head coach Kristen Becker McBride says they've been spending this week making sure they don't make the same mistakes they did against the Governors.
So one of the big things we need to do is we just need to tune up our defense a little bit, and that's front row and back row. We definitely left some digs out there, and we definitely left some blocks out there against Austin Peay. So our offense did well on Friday night. I mean, we hit over 200, but we just needed to defend a little bit better.
Moorhead State will first play the Racers tomorrow evening at 6, then again Saturday at 11 a.m. The Moorhead State men's golf team has wrapped up play in their most recent tournament. WMKY's Tanner Boyd reports.
The Eagles found the going a bit rough in North Carolina this week as the Eagles completed play at the JT Poston Invitational in 13th place. Playing at the Country Club of Sapphire Valley, MSU turned in team rounds of 288, 289, and 305 to finish 30 over par. Fifth-year senior Joe Mushong led the Eagles in scoring for the third consecutive event, carding a 71, 69, and 75 for a 215 total. Sophomore Cameron Travis had a promising start, but slipped in the third round to finish at 69, 72, and 79, for a 220 total. Moorhead State will take an extended break before concluding the fall season October 18th at the Xavier Invitational in Cincinnati. For WMKY Sports, I'm Tanner Boyd.
Moorhead State University football's conference opener this weekend is looking to be an intense battle. The Eagles will begin Pioneer Football League play at home against Dayton Saturday. Head coach Rob Tenier says the team has a lot of history with the Flyers, and he's telling his guys this game is where things really start to matter.
Listen, we want to look out the windshield of the car. We don't want to look in the rearview mirror. And so what I mean by that is we control our own destiny here. As long as we win games, we're going to be in control of what we can control. Our focus is just taking one week at a time, one opponent at a time. And when I think about playing Dayton, you know, this is kind of the rival game for me. And we've set that standard in our program.
Kickoff from Jane Stadium Saturday is set for 2 o'clock. The Rowan County Senior High School football team is going to have to make some adjustments this season. The Vikings have been dealing with various injuries on the team the past couple weeks, with most of them returning for play. But head coach Kelly Ford says one of the seniors likely won't be making a comeback this season.
We got Lou back from he's casted up, but he's still playing. But, you know, Aston Nicholas, we did find out some bad news on him. We think he tore his ACL. So he just ain't had any good luck with injuries this year. And he came back and played really 2 good games for us. But Ashley Nicholas will be the only one that will probably be out the remainder of the season.
The Vikings will be at home for the game against Holmes tomorrow night. Kickoff in Moorhead is set for 7:30. And that's going to do it for sports. For WMKY, I'm Sarah Mead.
Bud Luke has a look at the stock report right after this.
Support for MSPR comes from the Community Recycling Center, offering paper and document shredding services for Moorhead and Rowan County residents, community groups, businesses, and industry.
secure, confidential, and HIPAA compliant, drop off or pick up by appointment at 784-1250. Located near the Moorhead City Park, the Community Recycling Center, keeping the environment clean and green. 784-1250. Facebook and online at moorheadrecycling.org.
Good afternoon from the national offices of Robert W. Baird. This is Bud Luke with your closing financial markets report for WMKY. U.S. stocks pulled back sharply as Wall Street wrapped up its worst month of the year on a sour note, with the Dow Industrial Average dropping 1.6%, finishing at 33,843.92. The S&P 500 was down 1.2% at 4307.54, and the NASDAQ Composite was down, although not as much as the other averages, finishing down 0.4% at 14,448.58. The weakness for the market came on the final day of what has been a rough month for equities, with the S&P 500 down 4% for the month of September, which was the worst month since March 2020. Concerns about inflation and supply chain issues continue to hamper the markets. Shares of Bed Bath & Beyond fell more than 20% in early trading after the company said those issues hurt the company's second quarter results, and this news also weighed on fellow retail stocks as Walgreens and Home Depot both fell more than 2%, making them two of the worst performers in the Dow. Energy and financial, which have been some of the best performers in recent weeks, took a step back, weighing on the Dow Industrials as well, with the shares of Goldman Sachs and J.P. Morgan both down by more than 1%. A number of tech stocks did push higher today as the NASDAQ tried to snap a four-day losing streak. Tech stocks have been hit by the recent jump in 10-year Treasury yields, which got as high as 1.56% earlier in the week, and Treasury yields did drop back slightly today. And as mentioned, the tech sector by far your best performer, with stocks like Advanced Micro Devices, Electronic Arts, and Netflix showing nice gains in today's trading. And also, chip stocks such as NVIDIA and Micron, which have been under pressure, both showed smaller gains today. October has a reputation for some violent sell-offs, but overall is typically the start of a better seasonal performance for stocks. The S&P 500 historically has averaged 0.8% for the month of October. And also, investors were keeping an eye on Washington as the Senate was poised to pass a bill that would fund the government through early December, and the deal would still need to pass the House. Turning now to stocks of local interest, it was App Harvest up 11 cents at 6.52, Marathon Petroleum down 12 cents at 61.81, CSX down 60 cents at 29.76, Anthem down 16 cents at 372.80, Kroger down 91 cents at 40.43, and Community Trust Bank was down 69 cents to finish at 42.10. Reporting from the national offices of Robert W. Baird, this is Bud Luke.
Taking a look at the weather for WMKY listening areas. Friday, mostly sunny with high near 75. Friday night, mostly clear with a low around 52. Saturday, a chance of showers and thunderstorms after 2 p.m., mostly sunny with a high near 80.
And that's going to do it for Mountain Edition this afternoon. Today we had help from Tanner Boyd, Paul Hitchcock, Greg Jenkins, Alyssa White, Rachel Turner, Jonathan Burton, Sarah Mead, Keneally Roberts, Ethan Jenkins, Hallie Adams, and Wiley Tanner. WUKY's Josh James, the Robert Baird Company's Bud Luke. Our feature segment this afternoon was from WMKY's own Shamari Mosley. Our theme music is composed and performed by Allison Brown. This is Moorhead State Public Radio, WMKY Moorhead, Kentucky. Our show is archived daily on the web at WMKY.org. For Cassidy Stearman and all of the MSPR News team, I'm Leanne Akers for WMKY News. All Things Considered is coming up next. It's 5:30.